This is NetVets, a series exploring the knowledge, challenges, and experiences of Boy Scout veterans.
Okay, my name is Jerome Whiteman, and I'm a vet, Vietnam vet. My traditional name is Baybobin Ibanez, and I know that's a mouthful for a lot of people that don't understand our ways. But back then, when everybody, if you walked, you were in. You know, if you had a limp, you were in. And that's just the way it is. And then they weeded you out once they got you to the reception station. So that's just the way it was back then. So as far as being mistreated as an Indian boy from the res, I really don't feel that had that much of effect on me, because I was a turd just like the rest of the guys, and we were treated as such until such a time that we earned their respect, whoever was training us. And then they left us alone. By then, we were in the service maybe 6 months by then. Then we were one of the guys, if you would, except we just had a lower rank. I didn't advance as far as some people should for that period of time I was in the service, because I questioned things. After I was in the service for a while, then I was able to stand on my own two feet and talk back to whomever, as long as I got my point across, not trying to be a bad guy or anything like that, but just saying, hey, you don't push me around.
Your time in the Army, did you ever fight in combat?
Yes, we had. I was in an aviation company with the 101st over in what they call a DMZ. In fact, we could see the DMZ from my compound at Camp Hotchmouth up in Fuwai. In fact, I missed one of our locals over there, a young fellow by the name of Dwayne Columbus, who's about 2 years younger than I am. And he was at the same outfit that I was in, but we were only separated by a fence line. And I went over to his old company there, and I just missed him because he was a casualty. So I went over to the admin company, where you go various companies to your assignments. And I just missed him again there. And they said he's on the Freedom Bird, which we called a plane that'll bring us back across. They call that a Freedom Bird, and as a casualty. So I missed him. Before we both went in, we spent a lot of time together here around here in that lake, and got into some mischief. Nothing serious, but just guys raising cane. And I don't know, I don't really know how long he was over there as in the company, but it wasn't very long. I would say maybe 6 weeks, maybe a month. I don't really know. I see him from time to time today, too, and I haven't really talked about that, because back then you don't talk about some of the things that you went through, because it triggers your fear and anger and anxiety and all these other things relating to PTSD, which is I wouldn't say an illness, a condition that we had developed from our trauma, being traumatized over there. I'm touched by that too today, but I have a hold of it right now, so I can kind of deal with it, and some people can't, and that's just the way it is. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. We didn't make the rules, we just lived with it. But anyway, like I said, I met a lot of nice individuals over there. There were some guys that went into the Army basically just to take care of their families, because of the economic situation in the United States at that time, in regions, various regions, wasn't all that great. When I went in, the economics up here wasn't all that great. It was just beginning. Now, there is work around here, if you want it. Today, I can't do anything, I mean, because of my medical issues, but I wished I could. There are times I wake up feeling pretty good, wondering what the hell am I doing, what's wrong going on today. But then there are sometimes my memory is goofy. Of course, I was accused of that when I was with my wife. So I think a lot of us that have partners are accused of our intelligence and hearing and things like that. So that just goes with the game. Yeah, I would say I'm satisfied with my life today. There is nothing that I can change about it, or I am who I am. But the main thing, I guess, that I gotta say is your acceptance of other people and the way they are.
NetVets was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.